What's up, everybody? You're listening to What the Fuck is a Podcast. It's your boy Poppy Corey.
And it's your boy Scoops. You dig
me? You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Poppy underscore Corey at PAPI_COREY.
You can follow me on Instagram, Keem19_KEEM19_.
Man, talk more clear for the people. I told you I ain't in the hood no more. But look, we was having a little good discussion right quick. You know, we talk about everything on What the Fuck is a Podcast. Let me explain why that the title is right. Why that's the title right quick. Like I said, we 21. We young, black, from the hood. So, you know, it ain't too many people with a voice that got that criteria. It's a lot of people with it, with a voice that claim to have that criteria.
Claim.
But we in the hood recording right now. So, yeah, we got that. That's why I call it What the Fuck is a Podcast, because people in our category, you know, in our crowd, probably they not in the podcast like we are.
And they not probably not going to listen to it, but who gives a fuck?
Yeah, we doing it for the people that is going to listen to it.
Right.
I really feel like this will be more interesting to white people, because they probably do want to see how people like us think.
They find it more interesting.
Yeah. But like I was saying, we was having a heated discussion. This is so unhood. My cousin in here, he brought up Austin Rivers saying he's just as good as anybody else on the USA team. And I think that's, and my man Stephen A. Word, blasphemy. And you say that's his right?
Austin Rivers just as good as Victor Oladipo.
And you fucking crazy,
dog.
Victor Oladipo is so much better than him.
Victor Oladipo can jump higher. That's
he
it.
He can shoot better.
He can't shoot better.
He can point guard better.
They just about the same.
He way better defense. He can point guard better.
He can't point guard better than Austin Rivers, dog.
As fuck,
he got a better point guard than, the dude that, the guard that played for, ULL.
What? That's that.
Elfrid Payton. He got a better point guard than him.
Nah, Elfrid Payton good.
A good point guard. That's what I'm saying.
He good, but they only got him at the point guard because he can't do nothing else. He can't fucking shoot.
But he's a good player.
Point guard.
He's a good player.
If he can shoot, I promise he'll be a two.
That's just
about the fact that his dad is the coach of the fucking team.
Austin Rivers shouldn't be even considered.
He could, man.
This on my list right now. How you feel about Kobe and Dame not being automatic picks on that thing? Dame Lillard and Kobe Bryant.
Better than everybody we were just talking about. Just to put it out there.
Dame Lillard like superstar status. Like I really feel like Dame Lillard, the Knicks got up.
He is, and they sleep on Dame Lillard because he's the man.
Let me take that back. He ain't a superstar right now, but he going to be there. Dame going to win multiple championships.
I don't know. Since LaMarcus all just left, I don't know about the multiple
championships. All he need is a team. Yeah. If he get on a good team, he winning multiple championships.
I don't see him leaving Portland.
And this year he about to do numbers since he ain't got nobody.
He gonna average 30, bro.
He gonna average 30 and fucking 9.
Cause speak
it to the mic.
Batum gone.
The whole starting five gone besides him.
Besides him, yeah.
So he gonna have to do numbers if they're gonna be good. But I think Kobe said don't give him that spot. He has to earn it. Do you feel like Kobe should have been an automatic pick?
Nope. I don't feel like that because Kobe was just
let
hurt.
Let it be known that Kobe, how you feel about Kobe?
Kobe Bryant he's top two. He's my second favorite basketball player of all time, you know.
Cause
he's
the your top one.
My top favorite. I don't care what nobody says. My top favorite player in the NBA is Steve Nash. I don't give a damn what y'all say.
Bro.
I don't give a damn what y'all say.
He's my favorite player.
But it'd be so funny how he be talking like Steve Nash gonna do good this next coming year and he fucking break his back by fucking wearing a backpack, dog.
Nah, Steve Nash is like the top three best point guards to play basketball.
I remember this conversation
don't think so?
Look, hell I remember this conversation on first tape. Steve Nash or Allen Iverson?
Iverson?
Who better?
I'm gonna say Iverson because he did more than just
checking.
But as far as a true point guard, a pass first.
Allen Iverson wasn't a point guard though, so let's not go there.
He was a two in a point guard body.
But as far as Eric Snow wasn't suck, but he ain't no top caliber.
Allen Iverson took niggas that you don't even supposed to know their name to the finals.
He like 6 foot.
He like 5'10" to be honest.
But look though, as far as true point guard pass first, Steve Nash, like top three best point guards to play basketball.
Fuck Jason no, you Kidd. Got you
Jason
got,
Kidd,
you got
John Stockton, and no. John Stockton.
Magic Johnson, number one ever.
Look, you got Magic.
Magic ain't the best point guard ever.
Magic, hands down the best point guard ever because he got damn top three of all time. Right. If
this,
you want to get
this,
technical.
A big bitch though. He's like six what?
Fuck that! Fuck that! It's Magic. It's got that. You got Jason Kidd.
Yep.
You got Isaiah Thomas.
John Stockton. All these niggas in front of Steve Nash.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I hate y'all.
Gary Payton.
Gary Payton in front of Steve Nash?
Gary Payton is a pass first.
Gary Payton, I like him more than Steve Nash, but I wouldn't dare put him over.
Why?
Steve
because
Nash.
He's black?
And he's good and talk shit. I like them type of player. But he I like, wouldn't put him
Gary
over Steve
Payton
Nash.
A lot more in his career than Steve Nash.
I wouldn't put Steve Nash a multiple. Ain't he a multiple MVP winner?
Yes. Yes.
That means you the best.
Yes. What Gary Payton did? One with defensive player?
We both know that Kobe is a better player than Steve Nash, but Kobe only had one MVP. That diminished Kobe's all time.
But Kobe is the big part of winning them five rings.
And not winning it, two different things. Like, if you win it a couple times,
and get close to winning don't mean nothing.
And if you don't win it, that don't take away from it.
Kobe was like the runner up like 5, 6, 7 times.
Kobe got 5 rings, and he's a big part of them rings.
Yeah, but yeah, Steve, it's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. My personal opinion.
I hate you a lot. You could have said
Jason Williams in front of them.
Listen,
you could have said Jason Williams in front of them.
Jason Williams, the realest. He real good, but he don't average numbers.
Yeah. You could say Mike Bibby in front of him.
But look, listen. Steve Nash, I put him like top 5, top 7, but top 3? No. Steve Nash is very underrated. That's why I say top 5, top 7. People don't give him his credit where it's due. But yeah.
I feel that.
Sports can get heated in the hood, as you can see. What the fuck is a podcast? We got my kinfolk in the back adding his 5 cents.
It's live right now.
Now, you wanted to speak on something so bad. I'm going to get it out the way because I think you like the only person that care. Go.
The only person that care about this?
Yeah.
Man, this is a big fact, dog. Like, Spodey leaving Hustle Gang. Spodey's great. Because
that's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm saying,
he wanted to mention that. But
if you know rap, you know who Spodey is.
Yeah, Hustle Gang tough.
It's a million niggas in Atlanta, and niggas is not talking about Spodey.
But Spodey is the best in Atlanta as far as in.
You know why he loves Hustle Gang though? Sci-Hi is better than Spodey. Niggas don't even know who Sci-Hi is.
And like I said, I'm glad
you brought Sci-Hi up. How whack was it? What just happened with Sci-Hi? Let me tell them what happened if they don't know. If you don't know, Sci-Hi the Prince sent Kanye and the entire Good Music a diss going in. Like it seemed like he was going in because when you talk about slapping another man's wife, like, that's kind of.
And putting niggas in the trunk.
Yeah, that's kind of going overboard. He said, Pusha T, your shit was nice. Nah, I'm lying, the shit was crap. Everybody was talking about it like Sci-Hi was hot for a moment.
Right.
But then he ain't even let it breathe like the next day or something. 2 days later, he was talking about Kanye gave me the concept and the beat. How you feel about this?
Man, I feel like that shit was bull.
That shit was whack as fuck.
The song was hot.
The song had him popping. It was a good song. He should have rolled that wave for at least 2 weeks to a month.
At least a month or two.
That shit was corny.
That shit was whack as fuck. You're doing too much for attention.
I ain't like that neither.
But Spodey leaving Hustle Game, man, they really hurt my heart, man.
Yeah, no one cares. But look, let's talk about, since we brought up that Sci-Hi, I got this on my list too. I wanted to talk about best diss records ever. Cause you know, everybody was talking about the Drake and Meek. And I hate social media because when Drake dropped Charged Up, people was talking about that's hit 'em up level. I fucking hate people. People was agreeing with that. I disagree. The internet. I promise the only reason I be on the internet because I have to promote.
Right.
The niggas on the internet is the same niggas that couldn't listen to hip hop until they was in fucking middle school or goddamn
ninth
wasn't
grade
watching sports until they was in high school and shit. Them niggas don't know what they talking about. They were talking about Charged Up was on hit 'em up level.
But best
diss records of all time. Name a few.
I'm gonna go with No Vaseline. Shout out to Cube.
Shit, yeah.
Shout out to Cube.
That
was, man.
They played that whole song in the Straight Outta Compton movie.
Back right, then. And I need to see that movie too. But as far as diss records of all time, I'm gonna go with Ether. You know, I'm gonna go with Hit 'Em Up. I'm gonna go with Dre Day. You know.
Shit, yeah, people sleeping on Dre Day.
People sleeping on Dre Day, but I'm gonna go with Real Motherfucking G's. Rest in peace,
Easy. Real Motherfucking G's.
That song was so slept on during their time, and it
wasn't slept on during their time. Like now, it's slept on. People talking about best diss records. You never seen nobody name Real Motherfucking G's. Like back then, though, that was big. Like him and Dre going back and forth, that was the thing. Like I said on the last podcast, you seen Eazy-E going on Arsenio Hall playing that shit. Everybody in that bitch. Real Compton City G.
Yeah,
you know, they had to censor this shit.
Censor it out, yeah.
I found out a lot in that Straight Outta Compton movie. I didn't think nobody in N.W.A. banged. But right. Eazy-E was like, if you watch, I don't want to give you too much of the movie because you haven't seen it. But Eazy-E was about the only real street dude that was out there. Everybody else was from the hood, but he was the one that was out there. Ice Cube wasn't nothing. But you ain't know, like, it been coming out for years that Ice Cube went in them streets and, like, he ain't been denying it. And, like, now that the movie out, he really showing people that try to come at him talking about he wasn't really gangster. He's showing them, like, why he made the songs and shit. But anyway, Easy was the only one in them streets. He was the only one thugging. And Easy banged. He was a Crip. Yeah. And I never noticed until last night we was on Twitter talking about Real Motherfucking G's. That title, he didn't put the CK in motherfucking. He put 2Ks. I never noticed Eazy-E was a Crip. Best diss song ever for me. No Vaseline, of course. Ether, the greatest of all time to me. But, I don't know. Ether? It's out of Ether and Takeover. Ooh, Takeover about the best.
Takeover was personally one of my favorites, but.
Takeover was about the best.
But, what about Biggest diss track? That wasn't better than Takeover though?
Fuck no.
It's just as good?
Fuck no. Dog, you gotta think Takeover was jamming in the clubs and he was speaking nothing but facts and he wasn't doing no subliminals. Going at everybody.
Who shot you?
Going at everybody. Telling Nas like I took your shit and I didn't pay you. Going at Mobb Deep. He Summer Jam screened him. That's where the goddamn saying come from, cause he had Prodigy up there in the tutu and shit.
And speaking of Mobb Deep, I used to fuck with Mobb Deep
speaking
heavy.
Speaking of Mobb Deep, we gonna name this podcast One Gotta Go. If you are listening to the other one, we did the One Gotta Go's and we're about to do every last One Gotta Go I got in my phone right now. And I'm gonna start off with the one with Mobb Deep in it. Where is it? You love Mobb Deep, boy?
No, I don't love Mobb Deep, but there was a nice little group, Prodigy and, what's the other guy's name?
Prodigy and goddamn. Damn, what's the other guy's
name? What's the other guy's name? Irrelevant.
He was the man. Boy, you remember he was going in on Prodigy on Twitter talking about how you were gay and shit?
Yeah, I remember that.
And now they cool?
You know, that's how
you can be cool with me after this.
Yeah, you can't call me gay and think we're going to be cool after that.
All right, One Gotta Go. Rap groups. Rap duos, rather. The Clips. Black Star. Outkast, Mobb Deep. One Gotta Go.
The Clips gotta go, bro.
The Clips gotta go.
The Clips gotta go, bro.
Why bangers? Without the Clips, there's no Pusha T, and you love Pusha T.
Pusha T is that dude,
you
though.
You love Pusha T.
But I'm saying as far as a bigger impact on rap, they not
the Clips was them niggas.
Not better than Mobb Deep, not better than Outkast, Black.
Mobb Deep was, they was tough, but
come on,
I ain't
man.
Getting rid of the Clips, boy.
I don't know. I fuck with Pusha T though. Pusha T, my dude.
Mobb Deep gotta go.
That's your opinion.
Mobb Deep gotta go. All right, let's keep it going. This one gonna trip you out. You got a kid, so I know you're gonna know.
Right.
You got a kid, so you got an excuse. I just like this shit. I'm gonna be honest. One gotta go. The movie Monsters. Finding Nemo. Ice Age. Shrek. One gotta go.
Ice Age was hella corny to me.
Ice Age gotta go. We agree on it. All right, hot songs. One gotta go. Young Buck, Shawty wanna ride with me.
We can get low. I'm in the centerfold. Nigga don't remember that buck though.
Yin Yang Twins, the Whisper song. Where do you see my dick? Hey, bitch. That shit, though. I Home State, Juvenile, Slow Motion. slow motion for me.
Yeah.
Slow motion.
Man, rest in peace, Soldier Slim, man.
Slow motion for me. Yeah, rest in peace, Soldier Slim, man. The next one is Trillville, Some Cut.
Ah, that was that the shit, bro.
Everything that was the shit, boy. Man. Everybody knows. Like, that's a classic. Like, that's more classic out of every song we just sang. So that's not going nowhere.
It ain't going nowhere. To be honest, I'm going to say the Whisper song got to go.
The Whisper song was hot, though.
The Whisper song was hot, but it got to go.
It was so unique. It's not a song ever made like that, ever.
Right, but
whispering
it,
and shit.
But I just can't get past the fact that, you know, it wasn't better than Buck Shorty when I ride with me, though. And I got to stay bitch. With the home team. So Juvenile Slow Motion can't go nowhere, neither.
Like, that shit was so hot, dog. I'm not getting rid. Young Buck gotta go. Shawty wanna ride with me, guys.
I don't know.
Shawty wanna ride with me.
Maybe I wasn't a big fan of Yin Yang Twin.
All right, let's go old school. Let's upset our moms and them real quick. One gotta go. Black Michael Jackson, Luther Vandross, Stevie Wonder, Prince. Old people that may be listening is shitting their pants right
now. I'm gonna tell your answer. My mama say,
who gotta go?
My mama say the Black Michael Jackson gotta go.
You fucking crazy.
My mama love the white Michael Jackson, bro. The white Michael Jackson.
Why your mama love the Black Michael Jackson, boy?
Boy, she love the white Michael Jackson, bro.
How old your mom?
My mama 50.
She loves a Black Michael
Man,
Jackson.
Man, she like
the
his
Black
latest
Michael
hits.
Jackson was the that nigga.
She like his latest hits more, dog.
Boy, go. I wanna ride yeah. with you. Why your mama
alive? I know that. Dog. I know. I like the Black Michael Jackson. She liked the white one.
My mama, to be honest, will probably say, and I know no one will say this because he made.
You better not say Luther.
He made real music for so long since he was a fucking kid, and he was super duper talented, and he was like an activist with his music, speaking for peace, and he was blind, but Stevie Wonder would have to go? Yeah.
You going to hell.
She loved Prince. Luther speak to your soul, and she said the Black Michael Jackson was her favorite fucking person in the world. Not saying we want Stevie to go, but he has to go.
Stevie
ain't going
nowhere. And
the only thing, people don't appreciate Stevie, dog. They be killing him with the memes.
Yeah,
on
man. Cause they devils. They devils, dog. The internet's full of devils, man.
Female rappers. This podcast of What the Fuck Is a Podcast is titled One Gotta Go. Let me pause it real quick and tell y'all about my radio station. If you don't know about it, it's called Hip Hop Proof 24/7 Internet Radio. You right. can find it on the TuneIn app. And you can also go to hiphopproof.blogspot.com. You can go to radionomy.com/hiphopproof. You could go to hiphopproof.playtheradio.com. I'm fucking syndicated, boy. Like, anywhere. But the main place you can go download the TuneIn app is free on the iPhone and Android. Just search Hip Hop Proof and click it and jam with me. I run a show from 3 to 7 p.m. Central Time. You can find me on there. And matter of fact, I'm going to put this podcast on the show. So if you're listening, you probably ain't got to listen, but I want you to listen. Give me them hours up so your boy can get it out here. But let's
Tune in, female
rappers. One gotta go. Nicki Minaj.
Hell no.
Missy Elliott.
Hell no.
Lil' Kim.
Hell no.
Trina.
Hell no.
Nobody. We don't want nobody to go, but somebody has to go.
I'm gonna say
it's gonna break my heart.
It's gonna break my heart, but Trina gotta go
because she the baddest bitch,
right?
But dog, when it comes to rap,
Missy Elliott ain't going nowhere.
No fucking well.
Nowhere.
Nicki about the greatest of all time, and fucking Lil Kim was just ill.
Lil Kim was the trillest to me.
Yeah, like she the realest one. Like, yeah. But I love Trina, dog. Like,
I love Trina.
I lust over that woman still. Like she been fine for so long, and it's
still
natural
is fine.
Beauty.
Yeah.
She came to the city not too long ago. I was so mad I wasn't in that building.
Yeah, bro. Man, because I probably would have got her number and all that good shit.
I would have nutted. In the club. I would have been like, we got to go.
Boy,
man.
You could have kept that to yourself.
Fuck that. I love that woman, dog. Boy, to be honest, I think my first nut probably came off her, dog.
Boy, dude, I don't know what the hell you doing right now.
My first fucking nut came off Trina, dog. I think I was like, fucking... I was probably like fucking 11 or some shit. And like, I used to always beat my dick, but it'll never come to an end.
Let's change the fucking subject, boy. No, I don't want to talk about this
shit, y'all. I used to fucking beat my dick, but nothing, like, it came to nothing. I'd just be like, ah.
Trina gotta go, bro. Trina gotta go, bro. I don't want to talk about this. I was listening
to a Trina song and watching her in a magazine at the same time. And when it, I started hurting when I came to the end, I said, fuck it, I'm gonna keep going. Bop.
Boy, you a bopper, boy.
I fucking love Trina, dog. But I hate for her to go. I fucking love her. Let's keep it on the women that's artists, though. Alright. One gotta go. These soulful women right here. And one of them damn near the baddest in the game right now. NDIRE.
Right.
Janelle Monae.
The baddest.
I fucking love
her. I love Janelle.
Jill Scott. Ripping for the big girls. I fucking love her. Erykah Badu.
But it's fucking a hard fine. One. This a hard one. Erykah Badu the finest, though.
It's out of Erykah Badu and fucking Janelle.
Yeah.
I already know who I say gotta go. It ain't too hard.
I'm gonna say NDIRE gotta go.
My mama NDIRE gotta go. NDIRE. Ugly hair ass.
Ugly hair ass. But look.
Bitch, you gotta go. Damn, I can't call her a bitch. She a soulful woman. This
and look, and now look me. Though. NDIRE, I ain't gonna lie, probably got the most soulful music though.
What fuck it just got new album Woman Go Hard.
It do, but I'm saying, but as far as in just the most soulful music, NDIRE probably beating all of them.
Yeah, on everything. I disrespected the fuck out of her. I'm sorry, but
and you wrong for
she
that.
She gotta fucking go.
Yeah, just because of her hair is gone.
She done talking about I'm not my hell.
You ain't got the
that bitch rapping. She singing, telling everybody else, you ain't your hell, and she ain't even got that. Y'all taking that shit to home.
Maybe we
natural and shit. Hey, I fucking hate bitches that go natural, dog.
Man, some of them be looking good,
but it's not for fucking everybody. And it be the ugly bitches that be wanting to go natural. Bitch, if you don't get some fucking weave and try to look better,
some miracle drops.
Man, them bitches be going natural, and I hate the bitches that be having like. Great, like they have be straight, and then they'll try to go natural, and that shit don't work. I be like, you just ruined it for everybody.
She ruined it.
But yeah, let's move on. One gotta go: Biggie, Eminem, Rakim, Pac.
One gotta go.
Did not say the fucking God MC.
I'm not gonna say Rakim, dog. I can't do Rakim like that. He a goat.
I'm gonna choose
Wise.
I can't choose Biggie twice, dog. I chose Biggie in the other podcast. So I'm gonna go. I big up Eminem in the other podcast. So Eminem gotta go.
Eminem gotta go.
We gotta make it even with the people.
I'm just telling it like it is. Eminem gotta go.
What gotta go? Empire or Power?
Empire gotta go. Power the realest shit walking.
I fucking
walking.
Love both of them.
Yeah.
Dog.
Empire gotta go though. Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Cause Power is the realest shit popping right now. You did what
Empire
I'm saying?
Empire putting black people on the map like the Hollywood is loving black people right,
right.
now.
Right.
So Power might have to go.
But Power ain't going
Power
no fucking
good.
Way.
Power good, great, but Power bro. Might have to go cause Man. Empire doing more for the people.
I ain't gonna lie. If Tommy killed Ghost, I'm not watching Power no more.
Boy, if Ghost die, cause the last episode title was Ghost is Dead. If Ghost die, it's gonna make Power super good, but it has to be the end of Power.
It has to be the end of Power. Dog, cause 50 Cent is not dead.
But I watched the last episode, I feel like Tommy kinda tripping, but Ghost should have told Tommy everything and maybe that would have made everything right.
Maybe it would have made everything right. Maybe he wouldn't have think twice about killing him.
And that little dude that was Kane and little homie, now he fucking with Ghost.
Yeah.
Like, he was confusing me the whole entire show.
I was so lost, bro.
Yeah, like, I didn't know who he was riding for.
Oh, there
he is. And he ended up riding for Ghost. But I feel like he might be a young Ghost. And you know how they say Ghost betrayed everybody? Like,
right.
He killed his big homie. Then right. He got Kane and sent to jail. He might do the same to Ghost.
You think
like,
so?
Yes. Like, he trying to get it. And Ghost got down trying to get out the game. So what, he about to go into business with Ghost with the goddamn clubs?
I don't know though. You
he
right.
might have to
you
take
right.
Tommy out of some shit.
You right.
I don't know. Like Power, that last episode of Power confused the fuck out of me. I don't know what's next in the killing part about it. That was the last episode, dog.
Until season 3. I think Ghost a little bit too sprung on Angie though.
He way too sprung. Like after you got Tommy out of jail, you was supposed to be done with that shit.
Done with her,
but
bro.
Ghost really trying to get out the game, and I respect him for
I respect that too.
But he doing like some whole shit to get out.
He got to play Tasha, the game how it go.
Tasha about to fuck him up.
I think she about to try to go kill him.
Because she think he killed Sean.
Yep. And it was 50 Cent who killed him.
Yeah, Kane.
I think I really wanted to see the end, like Tasha going to confront Ghost and Ghost telling her that 50 did it. But it didn't happen like that.
Yeah, it didn't. Power good as fuck, though. I be talking about that like that's real life shit. All right, one got to go for the gamers out there. GTA, Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, NBA 2K, Madden. One got to go forever. Never been invented.
One got to go.
It's an easy choice for me because I don't play.
It's an easy choice for me because I don't play it. Call of Duty got to fucking go.
Call of Duty got to get the fuck out
of
here.
Got to get the hell out of here.
But you used to play that shit like a motherfucker when we was in college.
But because we was bored and then because we played 2K too much. Like, we played all them other games too much, so we had to come to Call of Duty.
I goddamn never could get good at Call of Duty, so that got
to
fucking
go. Yeah, but the only thing good about Call of Duty to me was the damn zombies shit.
Ooh, we used to go hard on the
zombies. Yeah, man, we used to go hard.
But this is a hard one for you because it's your favorite rapper of all fucking time. But one of him got to go. Sorry for the wait, too. I'm talking Lil Wayne.
Lil Weezy.
The Drought 3.
Fuck no, that ain't going nowhere.
Dedication 2.
No, not going nowhere.
No Ceilings. No Ceilings, hands down, not going no fucking well.
Man, Sorry for the Way 2, that was easy, bro. That was easy. Sorry for the Way 2, gotta go. That's what? Easy.
For me?
That's easy.
For me?
If you say the drought, I'm done with this
Dedication
podcast.
2 gotta go.
Are you crazy?
Dedication 2 gotta go. I fucking love Sorry for the Way 2, dog.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. The only reason why you saying that because you ain't fuck with Wayne back then.
I didn't fuck with Wayne back then. Like,
so you ain't really, really.
I'm a new Wayne fan. I started fucking with Wayne like when Carter 3 and No Ceilings and shit came out. That's when I started liking Wayne. I liked him then and I liked him when he was a cat, like Hot Boys and shit. But in between, I ain't fuck with Wayne.
You crazy as hell, boy. You better go listen to that Dedication too.
I listen to the shit. I'm not a fan of it.
You insane.
If I listen to that and the Drop 3, like, because people always talking about, I listen to that. All the drought, like, I'm just not a fan of this shit. I like the new Wayne. People be saying they want the old Wayne back. I like the fucking new Wayne.
I like
Wayne.
He
be busting my head with the goddamn metaphors and shit, and I love that shit. Last but not least for the one guy goes, Taraji P. Henson.
Goat.
Fucking sexy, dog.
Goat.
From Baby Boy.
She was the
to
goat.
Fucking Cookie. Dog, fucking sexy. Regina Hall. Look, this is what I say about Regina Hall. Like, you see certain women, you be like, damn, she bad.
Right.
But Regina Hall, you see her and be like, fuck, she perfect.
She perfect.
Like, you be like, fuck, it's nothing wrong with her.
Yeah,
like,
no
her
wrong.
Face, her body. Man, I think my favorite movie with how she looked would have to be like fucking the Think Like a Man's and the fucking, that movie with Michael Ealy and Kevin Hart. About last night. Man, she flawless. And she been bad since Loving Basketball, too.
She been bad since Scary Movie.
All right. Megan Good.
She the GOAT.
She looked great, but I'm not a huge fan of her. I really don't get the hype behind her.
If you're not a huge fan of Megan Good, you're just gay.
I'm not gay, dog. You're she gay. Looked good, but people be saying, like, she just super fucking bad. I don't see it. And Sanaa Lathan.
And Sanaa Lathan.
One has to go.
One has to go, bro.
These grown ass women. Taraji, Regina Hall, Megan Good, Sanaa Lathan.
Sanaa Lathan perfect right now.
Man, she look like right now, she like the best looking woman to me right now. My favorite looking woman of all time would have to be
Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys and Paula Patton.
Right.
But we talking about these four ladies.
I'm gonna say Regina Hall gotta go.
She's too fucking perfect for me.
But she's not more perfect than nobody else.
She is.
Not than Megan
Good. Megan Good, dog.
Boy, she don't look better than no Megan Good. Boy, you crazy.
She got more body. She got more body.
Why? Go look at Megan Good again. Boy, you tripping.
Look at Regina Hall. She got more body.
Megan Good got the lips, too, boy.
Megan Good got to fucking go. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
You fucking crazy, dog.
Man, whatever. That's it for one gotta go. You listening to What the Fuck is a Podcast? We got a couple more things I wanted to talk about. Speaking of ladies, goddamn former Duke players, they rookies in the NBA right now. Tyus Jones and Jahlil Okafor.
Oh yeah, they the men. They the men, dog.
You seen them?
Yeah, they trying to holler at the Jenner sisters.
What? And the Jenners really hotter than the Kardashians.
Right? They really are. They like hotter than the Kardashians. Kardashians are like out of sight right now.
And everything. They say, hey, what's up, hello.
Yeah. Like they really tweeted that to both of them at the same time.
Yeah, I think it was on Kylie's birthday, wasn't it?
I think so.
The men. Goddamn. Ooh, this might be personal for you. I wanted to talk about this because I wanted to get your perspective on it because you semi went through the same thing. Chris Brown and his baby mama drama.
Oh, man.
Said she want to take him to court so he can't see his daughter no more or something like that. He fighting it because he want her with him.
And she trying to get more money from child support from him, too.
Yeah. Like, you kind of went through this, huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell it like it is. I feel for Chris Brown because women are really like that. Like, women are really down bad like that. Like, I'm not trying to bash my baby's mother, but yeah, I went through the same situation.
Yeah, I remember you were saying, man, she'll never put me on child support.
Yeah, but I was fucking, but I must have died, boy. Like, I said that because I thought it was real. But the bitch did, dog. Like, she did, dog. Like,
about to get on more trials. I'm fucking with what the fuck is a podcast?
But yeah, but I ain't tripping though. Shit, you know, I do what I do. I pay that. I do for my child. I'm always have my child right. But I feel for Chris Brown, man. Some people do use their children against the baby's father. You know what I'm saying? Just for that. And I understand where he coming from. Like that shit wrong.
First and foremost, Chris Brown got one of the most beautiful babies out.
Yeah, Chris Brown baby, she a little cute little baby.
Yeah. But
and I'm glad her name is not Northwest. Yeah. That shit's weak.
Blue
Ivy. That shit weak.
She got a fire name. It's kind of different, but it's kind of fire. Royalty.
That's fire.
Yeah. But like I was saying, I feel for my dude. Like, and he found out the baby was his and he put his left foot in front of his right foot and stepped up and like became a father instantly.
Instantly.
He found out.
That's what real niggas do.
He did that. And now she trying to make his life hard, like trying to keep it away from him, talking about.
Because he a big star and she want his money.
Yeah, he irresponsible. She don't want his daughter around if she want more child support. Maybe she doing it for the money. But then again, I'm going to play devil's advocate. And Chris Brown do be tripping. Chris Brown been fucking crazy. Like, he been acting crazy,
but
dog.
When it comes to his daughter, it's a whole different story, though.
But you can't separate the two. You got a fucking daughter, and you got thugs in Vegas going after models and shit. You with this banging shit.
Man, Chris Brown
is stuck in
you
overseas.
Right. You right, but you
like
right.
He tripping. Like, in a way, the girl got a point, even though I personally think she's trying to get more money out of the situation, using his fuck-ups to her advantage. But Chris Brown also tripping, and it's the fucking consequences that come with it. That's how I fucking feel.
But I'm saying, I heard he was stuck overseas for no reason, though. Something that didn't even have nothing to do with him.
I never looked up that situation. I don't know what that is.
I mean, he might have. He's human, dog. He does fuck up shit sometimes. But when he has his daughter, there's none of that around. He take care of his daughter. There's no mess around his daughter. His daughter is good around him. There's none of that.
They cute as fuck together.
Yeah, people look at his situation. And they look at it bad. They, you know what I'm saying? That they do him bad. That ain't how you do a person, even though he's famous. You know what I'm saying? That still ain't how you treat a person. You know what I'm saying? He does for his daughter. You know what I'm talking about? Like a father should. When he found out the baby was his, he stepped up and did what a father was supposed to.
That was some real nigga shit. He had posted a picture of him. I'm looking at it right now. The caption was on my mind constantly with the heart emoji. Missing my baby. So it seems like the mother might be keeping her away from.
Yeah, man, that's wrong. When you step up to be a father, even though he didn't know that the baby wasn't his at first, when you step up and be a father, you gotta congratulate him, man. Like, a woman doesn't see the good in men. Nah.
I really feel like women be stupid at times. Like, not even rich people like Chris Brown, like a regular nigga that got a good job or something, they go in quickly to put them on child support when in all reality, they probably can get more just by simply co-parenting.
Co-parenting, yeah.
Like, you a whack-ass bitch if you go put your man on child support
just
if he
because,
taking care of his kids.
Just because he don't want to be with you no more.
Yeah, that's
the
majority
base, the, yeah,
of
that's the reason.
The fucking situations and shit.
Yeah, that's how it be sometimes, though. A weak bitch at that.
What the fuck is a podcast? I started with my bro, Scoops.
Hold on, before we go,
we ain't leaving. You wanted to say something else about this, though?
I wanted to say something about goddamn Sierra and Russell Wilson, goddamn.
Go ahead.
But goddamn, boy, Future, but goddamn, boy, you got to turn up, man. Get the whole Future hive on that goddamn.
Man, what?
Hey, look, we got to turn up one time, man. There's no way, no way in hell baby Future is supposed to be around this man at the age he is. I don't give a damn. Hell, I am a father. Like, I am a father.
These lonely bitches out here don't get it. They don't talking get it. About Sierra can move on. She could get another man and shit.
That's of all good.
You
yeah.
can do that. But baby Future is fucking one.
One.
Did you see how loving he was with Russell Wilson?
On everything.
They don't be confused on who the fucking dad is. And I seen women talking about what Future should be around more. Future out here getting money, dog. And that's aside from the point. You don't know if he's around his baby or not. People think if it's not on Instagram, it's not so.
It's not so.
He probably with that kid all the fucking time. I'm pretty sure they got like some type of joint custody.
Yeah, and let me say this.
He have just as much as Sierra have him. And now, my problem with it is, she been dating Russell for a couple months.
A couple months,
you don't know who the fuck
this dude is.
Right. And people talking about, is Russell Wilson, that's the type of dude you want to be. Bitch, people believe in Bill Cosby.
On everything.
They about the same person.
And he roofing, bitch.
Like, when you're too perfect, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
Like, this nigga gonna say he don't want to have sex with Sierra?
He's gay.
Like, she one of the biggest sex sellers, bro. And you talking about you don't want to have sex with her, and she got the baby around her wearing the number 3. And my biggest problem with it is, Future clearly stated on the Breakfast Club that he didn't like the shit.
Right.
And this is what women don't get. The baby father said he don't like how she had a baby around him and around the cameras.
Right.
Why the fuck go to training camp where there's 100 cameras where the baby got a number 3 on and you know Russell Wilson number 3 and he all hugged up and shit?
Because she was being petty.
You doing that for the cameras. That's the biggest problem I have with it.
And yeah, like you said earlier, just because Future don't be having his child on social media like that, I'm finna give you an example. Lauren London don't have her child on social media at all. Listen, you know what I'm saying?
And you think she not a fucking mother?
Yeah.
That's mostly the lonely bitches that's probably single parents they self and just bitter.
Bitter.
There's some bitter women out here, dog. The man said he don't want his child in that situation. You don't put that young child in that situation, the goddamn child gonna be confused as hell. I bet he done fucked around. If he talk, he probably done fucked around and called Russell Wilson dad.
Boy.
And I'd be pissed if that was my
boy. I wouldn't even be pissed, but I would be at training camp on Russell.
Everything, like, I'd be fighting, bro.
And look, though, I ain't gonna lie though. I really, if I was Future, I really want to come to Russell Wilson, like, extremely wrong. But yeah. I would be at that training camp with Sierra and baby Future getting something straight, getting the whole situation straight.
I feel like, and this why all this internet shit stupid, because what I'm about to say, they probably already did this, but I feel like Sierra, Russell, and Future should have had that conversation where Sierra was like, I know I only been dating him for a few months, but I think I'm about to marry this guy because I like him that much. And, you know, I have my son a lot and he has to be around our son, and sometimes pictures are going to get taken. They should have had that conversation, and I know Future would be like, just, I don't want the pictures. And that's an easy fucking request because, right, like Future said, she got a fucking assistant, a nanny, and a security guard. And why Russell Wilson had to be pushing the baby in San Antonio.
While the camera was around.
And the fucking camera was around.
They hired that cameraman.
Hence, they in San Antonio. We from the South. We from the South. Ain't no fucking paparazzi walking around no goddamn San Antonio.
Especially.
My boy stay down there. Shout out to Sham.
Sham. Shout out to Hollywood Sham. And everything. Man.
It ain't no fucking paparazzi walking around there. So they wanted their picture taken.
Yep. It's a whole bunch of Mexicans walking around with tacos
stands. He didn't have to push the baby. But like, that's why I say the internet shit stupid, because we probably talking about it and they probably already done had that conversation.
Shit. But Sierra still got that damn child around there, man. Like it's real. That ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? Future said he ain't like it. She still got him going to training camp. You know what I'm saying? Hugged up playing daddy mode. You don't play daddy mode with my child, especially if he 1 year old. You got me messed up.
Real talk.
Shit.
Man.
That's coming from a father's view.
I'm about to ask you a question. I want you to answer it, but we're not going to go into depth in it until the next podcast. I want to leave the people with a cliffhanger.
I got you.
West Coast hip hop or East Coast hip hop? And we're going to talk about the South, but the question right now is West Coast hip-hop or East Coast hip-hop?
Damn. I'm from the South, dog.
From the South.
But I'm going to go, as far as in a bigger impact on...
Fuck that. Fuck all that. What's your preference?
Oh, the South, man. You know.
West or East, that's the question. Look, we're going to get into depth into the South and why we feel each other way on the next podcast, but right now I want to leave the people with a cliffhanger. West Coast hip-hop or East Coast hip-hop?
West Coast.
What's your preference?
West Coast.
I say East Coast as fuck. You're listening to What the Fuck is a Podcast. It's your boy Poppy Corey. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Poppy underscore Corey. That's PAPI_COREY.
It's your boy Scoops, man. SCOOPZ. Not no S. You follow me on King Instagram, Keem19, KEEM19 underscore. Follow me on Twitter, KEEM underscore.
You listen to What the Fuck is a Podcast. We don't know. We just on here talking shit.
I'm out. And we out.